This is a follow-up visit dictation for patient Brandon Royal, BRANDANROYAL. Date of service is 7/28/2022. Date of birth is 7/26/1987. Date of accident 7/30/2021. Patient Mr. Brandon Royal is here. He allegedly was a victim of an automobile accident on 7/30/2021. And he apparently had lost a control of his car while entering into the freeway. The car had hydroplaned, spun several times, and it flipped over. The impact caused him loss of consciousness, injury to the brain, as well as symptoms of the pain, to the headache, to neck pain and lower back pain, and the right shoulder pain. Currently, he is he's reporting that his pain in the neck and the lower back is around 7 to 8, and so is in the right shoulder. He still is unable to lift his shoulder beyond 90 degrees. The pain in the lower back radiates to the right leg posteriorly off and on, along with weakness of the leg and also loss of balance due to this. Patient also has suffering from pain in the left knee, which is 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. He can walk only up to 2 blocks without pain, usually 1 block. Other than that, the ADLs are affected 7, and pain level varies from 6 to 9, depending on the day. 30% improvement in the symptoms has been reported due to all the treatment that patient has taken, from chiropractic treatment to physical therapy to all others, acupunctures, medications, injections to the spine and the joints and shoulder and knee. Patient report that the ADLs that are currently affected are walking ability, which is 10. General activity, work is affected 8. The sleep is affected 7. Mood is affected 6. In the system review, patient report that in neurology and psych, there is a loss of memory. But patient now does not have any headaches, dizziness, vertigo. He does not have vision disturbances, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts. He has no difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor grades at the work, poor work performance. Patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that he has symptoms in the neck and lower back as well as right shoulder. In addition, he suffers from pain in the neck, lower back and right shoulder. In addition, patient has limited range of motion of the right shoulder to 90 degrees. Pins and needle in the left leg is in the right leg is reported, and there is moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowels, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient complains of asthma, but denies difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, patient reports utilizing marijuana for pain relief. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is the same as prior visit of 6/28/2022. Dictation number is 0628-032. The patient has seen Dr. Vaidya, who recommended L5, L6 fusion. So the diagnosis and the plan of care is as follows. The patient is being referred to see Dr. Vaidya, who recommended a L5, L6 fusion. However, the patient wants to have a second opinion. He already had a surgery at L4, L5, and so he has been given an appointment to see Dr. Redden regarding his spine issues, whether he is surgical candidate or whether he will need a spinal cord stimulation device installed. At the same time, he has been referred to orthopedic consult to follow with the doctor. Gary Gilliard or Dr. Zoma or any of his choice regarding his knee as well as regarding his right shoulder. The patient is being provided the following medications at this time: Tylenol codeine number 4, one every 12 hours PRN, 60 tablets for pain relief, and Furoscid 1 to 2 every 6 hours, 75 tablets for headache relief. In addition, patient will continue taking Celebrex 200 mg 30 tablets, one tablet a day for anti-inflammatory, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for headaches and neuropathic pain, Renesta 1 mg for sleeping health, Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch for topical, Gabapentin nerve pill for one pill twice a day. This will be his last refill. The patient is otherwise stable and he is going to continue this therapy again 3 times per week, one for last time, now it will be reduced, focusing on his shoulder, cervical and lumbar. He has been advised about a laser treatment. And patient will think about it. I can make a referral for a specialist in referral, having this especially for the sacroiliac and the shoulder. He remains disabled for the work, housework, and transportation. Thank you.